Okay, so let's turn to user engagement, which is very, very important in Web 2.0. Pretty much engagement, or being an engagement marketer, also called a participation marketer, is a marketing strategy that invites and encourages consumers to participate in the evolution of a brand or the evolution of a site. Rather than looking at consumers as passive receivers of messages, like many of us are guilty of doing, engagement marketers believe that consumers should be actively involved in the production and co-creation of marketing programs. So it's a shift in thinking, okay, these are just people getting my messages that I have to persuade to take action and doing stuff, you know, like we do our autoresponder campaigns and our sales page, our copy, to a shift from a one-way communication to a two-way communication where now you are communicating with them, they're communicating back at you, and they're communicating within each other, within their own peer-to-peer relationship area. And what it does, it attempts to connect with users more strongly, engagement marketing does, by engaging them in a dialogue, a two-way cooperative interaction. It's not just you talking to them. It's not them just talking back to you like a survey would be. It's you guys talking to each other and them talking among themselves. Engagement marketing believes that people have an innate need to communicate and interact. That is just human need. And believes that people embrace what they create, which I've been talking a lot about. And engagement marketing is centered around transparency, just being open. Interactivity, of course, immediacy, facilitation, co-creation, which is collaboration. Thus, we have the Web 2.0. When you put all that stuff together, that is Web 2.0. Interactivity, immediacy, facilitation, co-creation, collaboration. People want to feel like they're building something together. Them together create something better than everybody separately. Synergy. So engagement marketers understand this. So really, not only are you trying to you're trying to sell. At the end of the day, yes, you are trying to sell, but you're not just sending messages to users. You're getting feedback from them. They're helping you to sell by talking back with you, by talking to each other about you, persuading each other, committing to each other and encouraging each other to commit, being consistent, the social proof aspect of it. All of that is here in engagement marketing. And here's the engagement funnel. First, it's important to realize community membership is not an event. Community membership is a process. Consistent is always a process. Even after, you know, I'm going to talk about a beginning and sort of like the ultimate member, but even there's different levels of ultimate members. It's a process. And there's various membership stages that I want to introduce you to. Number one, you have the stranger. And I'll define all of these. Number two, second up, you have the passerby. So we're going from the most unfamiliar to you or the most impersonal from you to the most personal, the one that's connected to you, the members that pretty much take on the full sense of ownership and refer to the site as a family. So strangers, passerby, next stage is the lurker, next stage is the participant, then the regular, then the site evangelist. Okay, and notice my arrow up here. This is the stranger, barely in the funnel. And what you're trying to do is, how do you get them from stranger to passerby? And here's the goal. The goal is to make potential members aware of your community in this stage. When they're a stranger, which means a person who has no knowledge of your community and the benefits it offers. And when they're a passerby, that's a person who has received their first exposure to you, and it sparks their interest. But they don't join. It's sort of like you window shopping. You pass by a certain store. You like it. You like that mannequin in the window. You turn your head, almost breaking your neck to see it. But then you don't really take action. You don't go in the store. You just pass by. That's the passerby. And in this stage of the funnel, trying to move them from a stranger to a passerby. See, you got to realize it's a process. You can't just move them from a stranger to a site hardcore evangelist or whatnot. You got to get them from stage to stage. So in getting them from a stranger, having no knowledge, don't even know you exist, your store exists, your storefront, don't even know you're in the mall, or, you know, don't know why you can help them, your community out there on the web, to someone who first notices you. That's the goal. And they're potential members. So how do you do that? Well, focus on building content in this stage, or at least having it created for you using like Rent-A-Coder or Guru, or you know, if you already have a lot of content or you have a product that you've already created, you know, have somebody repurpose the content inside of that product, or take a particular page and turn it into a nice little article, or, you know, these days a couple paragraphs can be turned into a nice full blown out article. So focus on building content that will attract members. These are people that never heard of you, haven't heard of you, and publicize that content via article databases, press releases, social news sites like dig.com, Reddit. Like we'll talk about those in future weeks. Contributor to wikis, become editor at sites like about.com. Wikis are good too, like Wikipedia. You know, it's all about collaboration, so anybody can come on board and add to the discussions. Generally, you don't self-promote yourself. That's frowned upon, but others can do it for you. And if you're not boldly advertising, it fits in. If it's a list of certain sites and that's a part of the resource that that particular page in the Wikipedia is trying to convey, it fits, and you can be a part of that. So focus on building content in this stage to get people from strangers to at least noticing you. And if you're a new community, write a regular newsletter or something regular. You know, if you already say you have another website, or you already have a newsletter, or you have partners, or perhaps you have sites that you can contribute to as a columnist or something like that, or you can be an editor for about.com, or maybe if you're an authority in some area, you know, you already have an audience. They just don't know about your community or your new venture. Write a newsletter or something regular highlighting your site and community, features of it, how's already written content in public areas of your community, rather than just send them to a blank page with an article on it or something like that. How's that article or that written content in the community, so that after they read it, they can look around and say, this looks pretty interesting. They can see all the different departments and portals. And of course they can explore more. If you have a blog, try putting your blog inside of your community. I mean, there's plugins and things like that to get people that wouldn't have noticed you as strangers to at least pass by and to spark some interest. They may not join on the first exposure, and that's fine, but as they keep seeing it, as they keep passing by, soon you'll get them to turn their heads. And that's when you get them from the passerby to the next stage that we'll talk about on the next page. Another idea, pose questions that require visitors to read the form to maybe answer or be a part of. So generally, like if you have an article you want to send out in the autoresponder, say you already have an internet marketing site going and you want to pose a question, or maybe there's a two-way interaction. A lot of times what people are doing now is they're taking form interactions and either doing screenshots or somehow summarizing what's going on and then sending a link to their list. You know, John asked this question and this is how I replied, but click here to see more. And they have to go to that form to actually read the interactions between John and then whoever that authority figure, or if there are other members that contribute greatly to the conversation, members can actually see that. And that gets them from maybe a stranger to your community, not a stranger to you so as much, because you might already have pool and audience, but they're a stranger to your community. And next, so how do you get them from a passerby? So let's just say you've got them to look a few times. They've passed by your window. You know, they're window shopping with you, but it's like, okay, it's not enough pool for them to really give you their first name, email address, and, you know, make a username and really get in your community. So how do you get them from a passerby to a lurker? And let me just give you the definitions. You already know that a passerby is a person who's received their first exposure to your community, which then sparks an interest, but they don't join. A lurker, new definition, is users who have joined or entered the community area but have merely read or observed ongoing discussions and activity without participating. So they're your passive ones. And it could be by nature, just a shy person in general, but most of them, no, they're not shy. They just don't know where to get in yet, or haven't been pushed or influenced enough to get in. So they're just lurkers. They're passive members. They're just around. They're your ghosts. They're the ones that you see that are guests in the community, or they're in the forum, but you don't see them posting. They're just reading. They're just getting information, you know, one way at this point for them. And your goal in moving them from the passerby to the lurker, which is now, you know, you're here in the funnel. They're not up here anymore. And the passerby is somewhere here. But now Now you're here. How do you do that? Here's a number of things to get them from the passerby to lurker. Make the sign-up process very easy. And you'll notice in Web 2.0, all the text boxes are really huge, like kindergarten or size fonts and things like that, like your sans serifs. I'm not a designer or anything, but I kind of know the look and feel of it. You know, people on the internet read at the sixth grade level. It's kind of the rule of thumb you're supposed to go by. So make the sign-up process very easy, simple. I've seen some people ask for what they want the person's page to be first. Like, they'll be like, okay, make your page. And then you type in germaine.ning.com or something. And then they ask you for, like, your personal information. So whatever that action is to take, you know, whatever you're promising them, a free profile, a free blog, or, you know, you can take that approach and get them to just commit to that first. A commitment, consistency, and then get them to actually give further information. Those are other things to consider. Provide some type of online premium, like a prize or a gift, for free, of course, that's only available to members. So they can see this. It's like, click here to get your free DVD. Or, I mean, you know, not free DVD, because that's shippable. You don't want to really have this thing cost anything. Web 2.0 is all about, it's expensive to get started for those big guys out there, but a lot of the techniques to draw members really are sort of free, viral, word of mouth kind of stuff. So provide this premium that's usually housed inside of the community. I don't know, a gadget, a tool, a widget, information, a PDF, audio file, whatever pertains, a video tutorial or something you get inexpensively. But some kind of premium that's only available to members. So if they are passing by and if you use that in conjunction with scarcity, like only available to a certain X amount, then you can really get them from a passerby to at least a lurker. They join and just look around. They don't have to take action yet at this stage, but at least get them in the process from just passing by. And like I said, using in conjunction with the scarcity principle, first X members receive XYZ. First 5,000 members in our community, we're going to give this to or that to or a free t-shirt. Or like I said, I don't know if I would do more tangible items. I think I'd keep it solely like info based or whatever the foundation or underlying theme of your site is. For me, it's, you know, free piano lessons, maybe some free clips or maybe a segment of my DVD for free, or maybe a free DVD posted online or something that would benefit them anyway. And then the third thing, create small steps for encouraging participation. Post survey for them to fill out in the community, you know, from your website or from your email list. You know, send them a survey. Hey, you know, end of the year, we want to, you know, we want to find out the why behind, you know, why you want to play piano, or tell us what we can do better, what products and services. You know, common surveys you can get done at surveymonkey.com or the technology for, but how's the code in the community, so when they go to fill out the survey, or you know, you can fill in the blank, whatever the action is, whether it's a survey or anything, they see the community. They're more exposed to it. They get their second, their thirds, their fourth exposures, and finally they join as lurkers. And invite them to take part in forum discussions. And generally, in order to take part of forum discussions, they have to join. But that's up to you, because you can have people be able to post without being a user, or you can have it restricted. And that's generally commonplace for all forums. Point people to your community through follow-up and autoresponder efforts. Kind of talked about that already. Creative ways to get people to your community. Now, from the lurker to the participant, we know what the lurker is. And that's along this area here. Lurkers are users. They've joined. They've entered the community areas, but merely read or observe ongoing discussion activity without participating. While a participant is someone who actually takes some kind of action. Examples, like they've made their first post in the forum, or they've created a user profile, or they've commented on another user's profile, or they've participated in polls. And generally, you know, like, it is a funnel for a reason, because notice how it's a lot more wider up here and a lot more narrow down here, because, yeah, there's going to be a lot more strangers then there are going to be passerbys, and there's going to be a lot more passerbys than there are lurkers, and there are a lot more lurkers than there are participants, a lot more participants than there are regulars, a lot more regulars than there are site evangelists. But that's just how it works. That's why it's a funnel. And I thought about funnel or tunnel, but funnel is really it. So what is the goal in this stage from lurker to participant? Your goal is to transform a passive reader, passive observer, into a participant. And some ways to do that in this stage, community should be as welcoming as possible. And that's like a no-brainer, but you'll see that a lot of communities aren't. You should send an email to new members within 24 hours, welcoming them, giving them pointers on getting started. Remember that base camp stuff where the videos are there, how to get started, sending them tips, suggest places they may participate, show videos on how to do various things, make discussions like forum discussions or blog topics or whatever the theme for that week is. And you can have blog topics of the week. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but make discussions as welcoming and accessible as possible. Have moderators that invite others' opinions so people feel like they can get in on the discussions. It shouldn't be too technical or cliquish, you know, like you just got like a dozen people just talking and other people feel like they have to be sort of lurkers. They're forced to be because they don't even know where to fit in. Terminology so sophisticated and it seems like these are the top class writers. I mean, I felt that way on some blogs of friends. I'm like, dang, where do I get in? Hey, these people are too philosophical. I mean, I'm a comedic type of person. I can't even just... I don't even know where to start with this group. They are too deep for me, you know, and I thought I was deep because nobody stops to say, well, is there any other opinions or more down to earth? And I'll show you some strategies on how to do that. Make people feel like they don't, you know, don't make people feel like they have to be a certain type of user to contribute. And this happens a lot in forums and moderators and owners don't realize that. Most people are sitting back not knowing how to get involved. Some of them want to. Some of them don't want to be lurkers. Some of them do want to be lurkers, but they don't know where to get involved. Allow openings in discussions. This will help you for people to add their thoughts or, you know, pose open-ended questions. What else do people think? You know, have moderators that do this. Don't just pose a question or answer and then then you don't see the moderator anymore. Sometimes the moderator needs to come in and say, what do other people think? Like, for example, if there's a particular topic being dominated by big shot members, you get those and, you know, distinct, they know it all. So they dominate and they seem all technical and all savvy and kind of intimidating a little bit to come up after. But, you know, moderator or you should add something like, okay, enough of the philosophical stuff. Any down-to-earth additions to this discussion with a little smiley face so you don't offend the person doing it. But it's almost like, okay, that's a little too much. This is what the lurkers are thinking anyway. Ooh, he too much, you know. That's, you know, he doing the most. That's what somebody I would know would say. And sometimes it just takes somebody to put that out in the forefront. We do invite down-to-earth. You don't have to be a great speller. You know, just make it down to earth unless, you know, you're bringing lawyers together or something. I mean, you don't want to foosballs in there. But encourage newcomers to experiment with their profiles. This is another angle. Get them to commit. Engage them by sending a comment because reciprocity principle often causes them to send one back. You know, have a group of members welcoming people or you welcome people or some kind. Have a programmer make some kind of automated script that cycles through like 250 different welcome messages and automatically puts their username in, like welcome or great to have you and things like that, and just have it automatically post maybe, you know, a day after they join or something. You know, just things to, because once you can get them, most people now, if you do something good to them, they want to do it back. And you just kind of got to have that in the community to bring them from a lurker to a participant, because once they, you know, take action, then they commit and then they start doing it more and more. Encourage other community members to greet new members. And this is something you get from my members. You join, you got like 5, 6, 10 people saying welcome, you know. Encourage sense of ownership by using words like your profile. This is not a hear and play profile. This is your profile. This is your little space. This is your blog. This is your home. Now, how do you get them from participant to regular? So this is the lurker. Well, let me go back there. This is the lurker to participant. But what about the participant to the regular? Now, let me define some things. You know that a participant is someone who takes some kind of action, whether they post in a forum or create a user profile or comment or participate in a poll or something. Now, a regular, this is someone who participates regularly. They log in multiple times a week, if not daily. They interact with, you know, members, a measure amount of members as well. They provide constant value for the community because as they're commenting on people's pages, the people that they're commenting on their profiles are getting alerts unless they turn them off. But they're getting, you know, new comment from Jay Griggs or new comment from John Doe. So they're being logged in. Of course, in those alerts, I'm advertising products too. But the real purpose is getting them back in through that alert. And then they feel the need to comment back. That person gets an alert and whatnot. You know, they're slowly, slowly in the process moving towards that regular. And I've had a lot of members say they join the site, then, you know, for whatever reason, you know, life worries, they never came back for about 2 months. Maybe they got a comment from me or got a comment from another member, got an alert, logged back in. And because of that comment, they replied to other members' pages and then they got hooked and they can't stay off now. That's a common testimonial in our success stories. So the goal in this stage right here is to encourage non-regular participants to become active regulars with weekly, daily logins, constant interaction. And there's a number of ways to do that. Encourage user ownership. That's pretty big at this stage. Heavily promote reasons for creating a profile. Like Paula Abdul on American Idol. You encourage them to make it their own. We had a contest where, you know, because our profiles accept the same kind of CSS code and style code as MySpace. You know, you can go to these MySpace code places and you can actually get code to hook up your page. You can put a piano in your background. You can put whatever, you know, it's the same kind of code. I had my programmer do it. So we had a profile contest, like who can make the best profile. $300 prize, $200 for second place, $100 for third place. And they posted their profile pages. Tons of people post. And then I let the members vote by putting up a poll. And, you know, gave them reason to, that was a contest. That was a financial reason. Generally, those are short-term based persuasion techniques, you know, contests and things. But really convey to them that this is their home. This is their musician home. This is where they go for their passion. This is where they can meet other, you know, the more they complete their profile, the more they make themselves available to meet other musicians or maybe get gigs in other cities from other musicians or connect with other people, learn from other people, become the most popular member. You know, people love to be popular. I mean, I've heard one psychologist just say that is just the meaning of life. Everything centers around being popular. I don't know if I subscribe to 100% of that, but people just love to be popular. Most people, that's just us. Encourage and promote them to blog. Promote blogging. Point out noteworthy blog posts in the week or something, you know. You know, have somebody that you hire or maybe another member that you give an heightened responsibility to go search for nice blog posts and post them up. And that social proof says, wow, they're posting blogs. Let me get in and start posting a blog. I have members that post thousands of blog posts, you know, just things they encounter on a daily basis. Encourage that, because once you get them to commit in not only the profile, you get them to commit in blogging. Well, now this is their blog. This is the blog they write in for not only music related topics, but just life. I find people, you know, putting in tragic situations and asking other people to pray for them and stuff, because this is their family. They when you get them a regular, you get them logging in. The sense of ownership has shifted to them. They feel the need. They are part of something. They are part of something bigger than them. Promote the groups area. Now, this is probably the most powerful. If you get somebody to create a group, now, not everybody are leaders, but if you can get somebody to moderate and create their own group, they fill out a particular form. It's very easy, and it creates them a group. They can create a blues pianist group or UK pianists. These are all examples of piano groups, gospel musicians or entrepreneurial musicians or producers and songwriters. You know, they can create their own group and they're the moderator. Their photo is smack dab at the top, if that's a word. They're getting the publicity. They're the popular one, because that's what we all seek anyway. Members can come and join from the community, but not only that, but members can invite other members two ways. They can invite people off of their buddy list. So this is an internal invitation within the community, and they can invite people like regular friends and families by putting in email addresses, or they can import their address book, which I'll talk about, like Gmail, Yahoo, AOL. So if you create a group, songwriters, and you want to make your group popular and you really want, you know, collaboration between songwriters, you're going to try to get that first insurgence of people in. You know, you're going to try to grow it. That's that sense of ownership. You're not growing a hear and play. That's not really in the forefront of your mind. You're growing your songwriter group. So encourage members to create their own group and the benefits behind doing so. It's all about them. Relinquish control. In Web 2.0, it's all about the users. If they all team up and they want to leave your site, you don't have a site anymore. It's all about them. What's in it for me? A user's always thinking, what's in it for me? And if you're able to show them that, what's in it for them to create a profile? I mean, they know you're trying to grow your site. They know you're trying to grow your business. But in the forefront is not, they don't want to help you grow your business. I mean, some of them do, but what's in it for them? I'm dabbling, doing. What's in it for them to do a blog? What's in it for them to create a group? Okay, what's in it for them? And promote that. So let's move on. Solicit help, other ways to get them from participant to regular. Sometimes just ask certain members for help. Post a topic that says, I need help with this on the community. And I want people that are interested in helping us grow this community. Here's certain things we need help with. Sometimes being over efficient, like having your community perfect and having everything lined up and all your ducks in one line, whatever they call that, at some point will work against your community when you're over efficient. Sometimes you need to have some inefficiencies. Find things that don't do well on your site or don't work well, and let your members know that you need help in those areas. If your forum is not as interactive as you want, just tell them, it's not as interactive as I want, and I need some moderators, I need some people to keep it going. And you'll get, that's how you get people to be regulars, by giving them control. What do teachers do when they have a bad kid in the class? They give them a responsibility, and all of a sudden that kid becomes good, or most of them. If I was a teacher, I'd do it based on my understanding of persuasion. You give them responsibility, you give them some kind of leadership or some kind of role, and all of a sudden that commitment and consistency makes them want to act the way that role allows. So they're automatically a regular because they take on a moderator role, or maybe a writer for you, or an editor, or maybe a blog reader to pick out the best blogs of the week, or whatever. So now it's team. So that sense of ownership is increased that much more. Give control of various areas to users who are interested. Expand these inefficiencies so members can step in and help. Of course, there's balance needed. You don't want to give the idea that your community is falling apart, but you do want to say, hey, I really need help. And that's what is so powerful about Web 2.0 is that it's transparent. You can be open like this. You don't have to hide behind the big corporate building that you would normally put on your About Us page and act like you're a five-man band. People actually, they honor honesty in this Web 2.0 era more than anything. They actually want to see that you're real. I mean, in this Web 2.0 era, I've seen CEOs send out emails saying, we're sorry, but our servers are fried right now. We need 2 hours. Thanks. Or in all lowercase, because it's like, we're cool. We're cool just like you. Or like, you know, MySpace, Tom will send out stuff saying, I know we have issues this weekend with our bulletin boards. Just hang in there. Use something else, all right? or go use our group module until then. I see that all the time. There's transparency in 2.0. And so you need this, because users need to feel like they're a part of something. You know, they need to feel like they can help out. Encourage users to write articles, their own column. These are ideas I've already talked about. Their own newsletter. Give moderatorship to abilities to certain users, editorship, giving them their own area of the site. You can make different categories. And, you know, I have a user name, Big Ben. We can call it Big Ben's Corner or Big Ben's Basement or Carlos's Corner. I have one user that hosts a chat every Tuesday night, their own chat. We can have users hosting every week if I really really went out and just start asking people, because I'm that authority. I'm that celebrity figure. They'd be happy to if they had the time and they were passionate enough about it. So you can do this to move people to the regular. Connect people together by pointing out their similarities. Either some automated mechanism can do this, or you could do it by hand. You know, hey, these are all other users from Georgia, or have some convenient browse system or some search system, or automatically when they log in, new members from Georgia or people that match certain things they punched in their profile using folksonomy and tagging and stuff. We'll talk about that later. But connect users that way, so it makes them more active when they're actually getting more messages from other members and going back. But the best thing you can do is get a user engaged in a long-term conversation with another member. Back and forth, they're logged in every hour to see if that person has replied. Or, you know, when you start getting those interactions going and those exposures to your products and services in their head and they're logged in, they become reliant upon your community. to facilitate this ongoing communication. It's only through your community that they interact with these friends that they build up. We've connected people together. A couple actually got married. So I'm told from our site that one lived in the UK, one lived in the States, and they connected via private messages. I told them, I gave them a little disclosure notice or whatever you call it. I told them I'm not responsible for anything that happens from this point on. You just met at my site, but you guys take it from here. And lastly, at the bottom of the funnel, how do you get them here? How do you get them from a regular to a site evangelist? Site evangelist meaning they spread the word. It's the highest level of user ownership. And like I said, there's probably a process from there too. There's levels and degrees of evangelists as well. But this is where regulars, you know, share sites with others. Your regular people, now they're sharing it. Now they're like, come over to my site, you know, come over to my community, come over to a community I'm a part of. Refers to community as family, as friends, you know. At our site, people that say the zone, we as the zone, they'll say we as the zone, like, you know, we're the zone. And they pass it on their family and friends. And not only because I'm having a contest, not only because I give points, because they've reached that level in the funnel, they've reached that maximum, they've reached that plateau, they're there. And I give points, but I can show you orders from users that have enough points to buy every product I have. And I make it challenging in the points. It's not like you can get started and have enough points to buy my product tomorrow. There is a balance there. But these members have been here, you know, since the beginning that have enough points to buy my products, and they don't use their points. They call in and they order with their credit card on LaunchJace just like any other member, because it's not really it's about showing up there on the points, but it's not I'm going to do this to get free products. There's another reason they show up on the points, and that proves it perfectly. Maybe because of popularity, maybe because of that sense of being there and being out in the open, or being a popular member, or, you know, being one of the founding members, or just the idea of just being there. I have people compete to be up there too sometimes. But this is the highest level. And how do you get them? The goal is encouraging regular active members to become site evangelists, sharing the site with others as though it's their own. How do you get them to this stage? Make it easy for members to pass on the site. We talked about the address book import, pass it on links by videos, audios, written content, anything, you know, if something's funny, you want to pass it on. I mean, I just passed on something that was hilarious last night. I just wanted everybody to see it. I don't know why. I don't want to promote the video. I don't wish for the person to be popular or famous or anything on the video, but it was just hilarious. It was like when you find something that hits home with you, you want to share it with people that are just like you. It's human nature. So you as the facilitator have to make it easy for people to share. So right next to a video that's uploaded to your site, generally there needs to be a send this to a friend, or import address book, or have your buddies where they can pass a particular part of the site or favorite it or something like that. Next to videos, links, articles, content, forum posts, all those things. Give users links and banners to promote their profile. This is something we do. And there we give them three banners, and it's right on the homepage when they log in with code. It's code right under the banner. And the banner pretty much says, visit my other site at hearandplay.com or hearandplayzone.com. And they post this code on their MySpace page or on their, you know, whatever they have another profile, they can post it. And it appears right at the top of that particular page. Plus, to increase sense of ownership, make them an evangelist, give them their own URL. Okay. Now they have their own website. Man, my grandma could get her. She's a real estate agent. She was. She can get her own website because she's not technical. You know, man, I got my own website now, you know. And if I made it this easy for her, and my grandma had, you know, this easy to get her own real estate website with her own picture and houses she's selling. I mean, think that's the top. Because she's going to pass it on, because this is something that is hers. It's something that benefits her. This is her place. This is so. And remember, this is their passion. So they want people to see their music that they posted. They want people to see certain things on their profile, family members, their creativity and their music production and whatnot. And this will, you know, it'll relate to your community in different ways. But the concept is the same. And here's some things that we do. Notice here, this is my link. I can give this to anybody and they can come to my profile. Here's the banners. Visit my other profile. Visit my other profile. Visit my other profile. And here's the code. This code goes all the way to the end. They click in here. And I even give them instructions. Simply place this to, you know, place this code on MySpace, Friendster, Zanga. And you'd be surprised how many hundreds of these banners are out there. It's crazy. People, and they promote it because it's theirs. Promote your profile. And so, from regular to site evangelists, run contests in conjunction with the import address book capabilities, like 100,000 member drive. And I'll show you where to get the address book for like $100. And you know, you might have to get it customized, but it's a standalone thing as well. And it's very cool. And it works. Encourage members to create groups. Of course, anyone who creates their group and moderates a group will want to grow their groups. Find ways to get users to blog about various topics. This is very important. Hold a topic of the week that everyone blogs about or something like that. Like, what do you think about this? It could be something in the news. It doesn't have to be related directly to your niche. And it can be related to your niche, too. Or it can be something spinned around to relate to your niche. Get them to all blog about it and then share what they thought about it, because they can go comment on the other blogs and whatnot. So facilitate this interaction. Get people to commit to each other. Feature highly active members in prominent areas of the site. Because what that does is satisfy the needs of those members to be popular and they achieve something. You don't know the backgrounds these people come from. So when they get on your site and they have an ability to achieve something, who knows where they come from? Maybe they come from a place where achievement isn't regarded or they're not recognized or something. So when they get on your site, this is just this feeling of recognition is it's addictive, right? So feature them. And then also that gives other members kind of a challenge to reach, because they want to kind of dethrone them, and it ends up being this friendly competition. Give redeemable rewards for users with activity points over a certain threshold. Like, you know, we're doing a thing this month. If you get 5,000 points doing what you already do anyway, blogging, posting articles, you'll get this or you'll get that. And use in conjunction with scarcity, where we only give the first, you know, 200 people or first 1,000 people to 500 points or something. I mean, you can do little creative things like that since you already have the point and rank system. If you've created your community correctly, you already have that in place. Example, you know, like I said, if you reach 500 points by blank, you'll get blank. So why some communities fail? Wrong niche. For example, it's hard to get people together to throw a pity party, like divorcees or people who have been discriminated against, or, you know, unless it's for empowerment. If you can flip it around and only talk about the empowerment side, but if everybody's like pity party and stuff, it gets old. It's negative, right? So, you know, it becomes like a post your complaint site. And then, you know, that's more for private communication. Yeah, people can come and post their complaints and stuff, but I mean, making it public and saying, yeah, I had that experience too. And you know, who knows? Make me wrong, because one thing I've learned about Web 2.0 is you can't really doubt anything. I mean, certain things just defy the odds, but I'm just saying most likely are ones that have the pity party effect, unless you can turn it into some kind of feeling of empowerment and don't let the users. That's when user control can work against you, because then it's just people don't want to be involved. And plus, there's a personal aspect to that as well. So think about the niche and how you position it. Does the niche involve sensitive information? Because how can you connect people together if they're all afraid to share or embarrassed to share or won't share because it's confidential? Maybe there's a private condition that the person has. And yeah, you want to bring people together, but if it's such a negative stigmatization with it, it may be hard, you know, to get people to open up. Unless there's already associations out there and you've done your homework and you feel that you can bring people together in a certain way. Sure, if it's for empowerment, you can. I'm not saying there's anything bad, but these are things to question. And some fail because they get it wrong. Okay, so they just think I'm gonna connect these kind of people, but they don't think of the things that come along with it, or some of the things associated with creating a community for certain kind of people. So all I'm saying is think it out first, think out the niche, and really refine it, and come up with the right approach, the right headline. Okay, you know, like Cheaters. There's a show called Cheaters. They have a community. Never be cheated on again. I just imagine it's a pity party, and Or maybe it's they turn it into empowerment. It's like, okay, meet other people that have gone through what you've gone through and would never do that to somebody. And then it's like, okay, you've been through it too. I've been through it. Okay, we understand each other. So how can we dare do it to each other? And maybe there's a stronger bond there. How about overcrowded niche? Already too many communities in that niche, competitive. So like I said, there's a very fine line between nobody being in that space and then too many people being in that space for you not to be able to make a difference. Why some communities fail, wrong approach. Getting entrepreneurs, for example, to share their top strategies. You know, this is going to, I'm going to bring together entrepreneurs online and they're all going to share their top strategy. And this is going to be a top niche place and they're going to pay for this interaction and stuff. Okay, it may work, but I'm telling you from experience and observation that, you know, having the wrong approach, like saying that versus maybe getting entrepreneurs together to share their lifestyles and their dreams, their goals, their aspirations, their like-mindedness is a totally different thing. Same sort of niche, right? But different approach. Okay. Maybe top strategies will come out of getting people together when your approach is share your lifestyle, share your dreams, share your goals, meet like-minded people. Maybe strategies and people will share stuff, but positioning and having your approach as share your top strategies now and get top strategies given to you. And maybe I'm exaggerating this, but that's an example of the wrong approach because, hey, people don't want to, I mean, what's in it for me to share my top strategies to everybody? And I don't know if I'm going to get that same kind of collaboration back. Who knows? Somebody may come and try to compete against me. See, there's many things to consider versus I'll be happy to hook up with other entrepreneurs in various industries and just hook up and see who's golfing and who's skydiving and get inspired by pictures they're posting and whatnot. No initial momentum. Another reason. No strong efforts to attract first couple of thousand active members. You put it up, you think people are going to come. You got to have that momentum in the beginning. You got to, you know, treat it like you got to get these members or else, you know, what happens if you don't kind of mentality. If you build it, they will come. That is a myth. Seeding problems. Now, when I say seeding, I'm talking about the initial drop of information or content that will attract people. That initial information, you don't have any user-generated content when that first generation of users come pouring in or whatnot. So you do have to have something there waiting for them or some kind of information going or some kind of beta users that have already sort of populated places and things. I mean, you got a game center with top 10 ranks and there's only two ranks up there, okay? That's a problem, social proof problem as well. Seeding, the initial drop of information, just enough information. This is the thing. It's a balance. You need just enough information to attract people to the site and allow them to build on whatever you have. You know, just enough so they can come, they can learn and say, oh, that's interesting. I had an experience like that. Let me add to this. Let me comment on this too, because I think I can help other people as well. And then, you know, they feel all mushy and gushy because now they're helping, sense of ownership. They're adding to, they're collaborating. They're adding files to the video center and audio center of their own piano playing and stuff. If you don't have enough of that information, people will initially come, but see there's nothing and quickly leave. But what if you're overseeding? What if you have just too much going on? People initially come but quickly get overwhelmed with the amount of content and feel they can't really contribute. And as a result, they'll leave. So if they come and there's like 50,000 videos. And I mean, what can they really add to it in the beginning? And so and that's something where it's a delicate balance. We're only talking about the beginning. Obviously, MySpace can't control that 50,000 views are being uploaded a day. That's fine. It's a big community. I mean, it's all proportionate to the amount of members that you have. Social proof works the very same way. People come, they see nobody's posting in the forum. So in the beginning, you really have to be posting. You need to get some people helping you to post. There's sites out there that you can actually pay for the post and actually hire people to come in and keep your site moving or your forum going, or solicit help of people, pay people a little stipend, go on Rent-A-Car to find people interesting, go on Craigslist. I always thought I'm the only one in the world that does this piano by ear or understands this market. I went on Craigslist. I found piano teachers that were doing the same thing that I started hiring to do articles. I'm even doing a jazz video with a guy paying him a flat rate, and I own the product and everything, you know. So you never know when you go on Craigslist. In many cities, you can post for free to get this content going and people moving your site ahead in the beginning. Failure to push a certain amount of members to the evangelist stage. So that's very important because you got a lot of members sitting at the lurker. Nobody's taking action. And then you only have a few that are, and then they get tired of it because they're not, there's no two-way interaction. So they're outputting more than they're getting back. The output outsees the input. And then, so it kind of just falls apart and nobody knows whatever happened to that community. Pareto principle, or also known as the law of the vital few. 20% of users will be responsible for 80% of activity generally. And I'd probably think it's more like 10% to 90%. 10% will be responsible for 90%. It's probably more like your top 1% to 99%, really, when it comes to whoever the people that are going to be most, I guess, impactful to your community. Just remember this principle. And it'll vary, but the distribution will be strikingly close to what I've said. It'll be a lopsided, definitely. Missing personality. And I'm not saying that a personality figure is required on the site, but it certainly helps in the beginning stages. The fact that MySpace had Tom, who is like a household figure now, really helped. It's more personable. Users feel like they can contact that founder, that personality, that celebrity figure personally. Personalities can persuade action by simply asking, because of Cialdini and the authority principle that we now understand. When people see you in the forefront, we're trained to obey authority. And, you know, somebody, you know, if I go say, hey, you want to be moderator? I don't say it for, so I just ask them. But because I'm that authority figure, sure, I'm honored. I'm surprised out of all the members you asked me. And, you know, it gets that kind of response. So missing personality, sometimes there's not that inspiration for members to really, you know, there's nobody to look at as that, wow, you know, or maybe all members are equal. So there's no really leadership pushing it forward in the beginning. And sometimes that's needed, especially when you're trying to educate people, you know, sending out messages saying, hey, guys, this is how to do this, you know, and don't be all official. Be personal. Decapitalize a few sentences. Spell a word wrong. I mean, be personal. And in the beginning, it really, really helps. And that's who I was for my community. So next week, we're going to learn how to integrate the community model with the current internet marketing strategy that you probably already use. I use newsletters, autoresponders, testimonial generations, teleseminars, sales pages, behind the scenes look at the evolution of my community. We're going to take it month by month, how to plan a pre-launch and sign up a ton of users in your first 7 days, how to use the community model to grow your membership subscriptions. And how I got over 70,000 members and growing in 15 months without spending more than $500 personally on advertising. That's not to say I don't spend money on advertising to my sales pages and my Google Squeeze pages, but on my community here, how I use the members to actually grow it. So questions and comments, click on this week's teleseminar link and type your questions and comments in the form on that page. I'm using Instant Teleseminar. So there is a form. Just type in your questions there and it'll come into my queue. So on Thursday, I will answer all of the questions. And visit my testimonial page, which you should also see a link, to leave your written, your audio testimonial, and your photo. If you've already gotten some great ideas, some breakthroughs, or some helpful insights from me, yours truly, from this week's training. And I will publish your testimony or your comment on Nitty Gritty Marketing, which is going to be my main forerunner marketing site coming soon. So just remember these things. Questions, go to the teleseminar page. Feedback, testimonials, good comments that I'll publish, go to the second page. And thank you for listening.